Zechariah chapter 8. The word of Yahweh of armies came to me. Thus says Yahweh, I am jealous for Zion with great jealousy. I am jealous for her with great wrath. Thus says Yahweh, I have returned to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the City of Truth, and the mountain of Yahweh, the holy mountain. So God is jealous. Now, jealousy can be a good thing and a bad thing. I think it is a natural outcome of love. If you passionately love somebody, then you are jealous for them. You're jealous lest they go off to anybody else. You're jealous if anybody hurts them or tries to get them for themselves. And that is how God felt for his people. Just been reading in chapter 7 of how terribly weak the people were. And God says, you know, I'm not really going to listen to you because you're not listening to me. And yet he says, look, I've come back to Zion. I really want to force through my program of restoring my kingdom. Thus says Yahweh, old men and old women will again dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, every man with his staff in his hand for age. The streets of the city will be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says Yahweh, if it's too hard in the eyes of the remnant of these people in these days, should it also be too hard in my eyes? So just because for them it seemed impossible that Jerusalem would be restored, it doesn't mean it's impossible to God. Just because we think in our natural self that, oh, how could I ever be in God's kingdom? How could it be that this great civilization in which I live at the moment could come crashing down and Jesus will come back and establish his kingdom here? Yeah, because it's hard for us to believe, does that mean it's hard for God? And we think of the challenge, is anything too hard for the Lord? Nothing is too hard for him. It may be hard for us to believe, but it's not hard for him. Thus says Yahweh, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country. I will bring them, and they will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they will be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness. Let your hands be strong, you who hear in these days these words from the mouth of the prophets, who were in the day that the foundation of the house of Yahweh was laid, even the temple that it might be built. So then God is saying, look, I will restore Jerusalem. Now, it was not restored at that time to the extent that he had potentially enabled. But God's words will come true, and these things will finally all come wonderfully true when Jesus returns to the earth. And he goes on, for now I will not be to the remnant of this people as in the former days, for they will sow their seed in peace, and the vine will yield its fruit. The ground will give its increase, and the skies will give their dew. And I will cause the remnant of this people to inherit all these things. This is talking about the restoration when the people were to be obedient and receive the blessings that were promised in the covenant. If they were obedient, they would have plenty of seed and fruitful vines and lots of dew, etc. It shall happen that as you were a curse among the nations, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing. Don't be afraid. Let your hands be strong. But the thing is, we read in Ezra and Nehemiah that the hands of the Jews who returned were weak. They were discouraged, for example, by the amount of rubble that there was to clear out of Jerusalem after the Babylonians had sacked the place. But here, don't be afraid, let your hands be strong. The simple message is, I want you to be in my kingdom. So let your hands be strong. I want this to happen. So God is not a God afar off who is sort of indifferent and doesn't care and just says, well, look, if you're obedient, you'll get there. If you're not, you won't. He is absolutely proactive to help us be in his kingdom. For thus says Yahweh, as I thought to do evil to you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, and I didn't repent, change my mind, so again have I thought in these days to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Don't be afraid. All the time we fear, don't we, that I'm not good enough. We fear that I will not be in his kingdom, but he wants us there. These are the things that you shall do. Speak every man truth with his neighbour. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates, and let none of you devise evil in your hearts against his neighbour. and love no false oath, for all these are things that I hate. So the focus is upon their hearts. Don't make bad plans. Don't even fantasize about doing bad things or plot things against your neighbor. When you read Ezra and Nehemiah, you see that the Jews who returned did just this. They oppressed the widows. When there was a famine, they got their poorer brethren to mortgage their lands to them and so on. And so these wonderful things didn't happen. Thus says Yahweh, the fasts of the 4th, 5th, 7th, and 10th months shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. Therefore love truth and peace. Many peoples and the inhabitants of many cities will yet come. The inhabitants of one shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to entreat the favour of Yahweh. I'll go also. Yes, many peoples and strong nations will come to seek Yahweh in Jerusalem and to entreat the favour of Yahweh. In those days 10 men will take hold out of all the languages of the nations of the skirt of him who is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. So God's vision was that his people would be restored, they would rebuild the temple, and that the surrounding nations, including those amongst whom they had been captives and exiles, would also join in with Yahweh. But that was his intention. But this didn't happen because, for one thing, most of them preferred to stay in exile and got caught up in being assimilated into the world around them. And those who did return mixed with the nations and married their women and so on. And yet such a great potential was wasted. But it will still come true eventually when Jesus returns to the earth. God's prophetic word will finally come true.